The GAA program with Tom Comack. Brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Station Roundabout Letterkenny. Gear up for the next big game from the great range of clubwear at michaelmurphysports.ie.
GAA Vegas Falchico Clare, Elan Commando Glass Gale with me, Tom Comack, as always with you on a Wednesday night here until 9 o'clock tonight. And we got a bumper programme lined up for you, and it's all on underage and schools football. Coming up tonight's programme, I'm joined shortly by Gary Duffy, the manager of the Donegal Under 17 minor team, who begin their Ulster Minor Football League campaign this weekend. They play Fermanagh on Saturday in Father Tierney Park in Ballyshannon. We'll also be joined later in the programme as well by Luke Barrett, Donegal's new under 16 manager, and the Donegal under 16s begin the defence of their Buncrana Cup much earlier this year. They begin on Saturday also in Ballyshannon, where they take on Fermanagh. That's in a first round tie in the group stages of a new format to the Buncrana Cup this year. But we'll talk to Luke in that a little bit later on. Also tonight, we're joined by Inda Mannion, who is the manager of Gormskell Chola in Ballinamore. And they're in All-Ireland final action tomorrow, All-Ireland schools final action tomorrow down in Dunamoy. That's the home ground of Éireann Kieran. And they play St. Mogues of Bon Boy in Cavan in an All-Ireland final. And, well, Clarst Alley, not to be outdone, the senior girls of that school are in action as well. They're in All-Ireland semi-final action tomorrow down in Tuam Stadium, where they take on St. Mary's High School from Middleton and Cork, the two far ends of the country meeting tomorrow in that one. Tuam Stadium is the venue for that one. Throw-in for that one is 1 o'clock, and I'm delighted to see him joined on the line by the manager of that Clarst Alley team, Blaine Mulligan. Blaine, good night to you.
Tom, thanks.
Good. Looking forward, no doubt, obviously, to tomorrow's semi-final.
We were looking forward to it, surely, yeah. We had a training session there just after school this evening, and they all seemed to be relatively excited about it and a little bit nervous, but sure, listen, that's normal, you know.
Nerves are good.
Nerves are good, surely. That's what they keep saying to them.
Yeah, and tell me a little about the team and the campaign. Won the first Ulster this year.
This is our ninth game, actually. So we've had a lot of games. We played Killybegs, we beat Carndonagh, we beat Abbey Vocational School, and we played Thornhill in the Ulster final. We had them in the group as well, so we had to play them twice. We beat Loretto Cavan, and we also beat St. Genevieve's after a replay. St. Genevieve's of Belfast. So we've had a lot of games, a lot of action. You know, there was a nice continuity of games. So they were kind of fresh, and just games kept coming, and they kept responding, and we're in an All-Ireland semi-final now, and it's just brilliant.
Yeah, and is it final or semi-final?
It's All-Ireland semi-final.
Semi-final. It's in Tuam tomorrow. And tell me a little about the team, the girls that are on it. Obviously a good spread of players.
I was just looking there. We've seven different clubs: Glensville, Ewan, Thurman, Letterkenny, Gales, Downing, Fan and Gales, and we have one girl from Neve Colum Kill out in Manor. So we've an excellent spread of clubs. It's really good, and it really helps, you know, the squad. 13 of them are actually between the county squad. Anna Flanagan is on the county senior panel at the minute. She came on at the weekend for Donegal. And 13 of them then are mixed between different development squads, from minor, under 16, 15, down to under 14. So we've small numbers, but we've a lot of really, really good footballers at the minute, and that's great to us.
Yeah. And tell me, obviously the weather has helped as well in preparations.
Big time, yeah. No, it's a great help. No, actually, I was down at the Leitrim game at the weekend, so me and my father, we called it the Tuam Stadium on the way down just to see what it was like. And really good, really good, Nick. So I think the weather really helped with this week too. So I was a wee bit anxious about it when I found out it was there, because it can be quite patchy and quite muddy, and it can tend to be a little bit, the grass can be very long in it, but no, it was in pristine condition. So
yeah,
it'll suit us down to the ground too, because we like running, and we're good on the ball, good runners. So.
And tell me, St. Mary's High School of Middleton, do you know much of them or hear much about them? So
I've tried to find out a bit. As you know, like Cork ladies football, it's the benchmark, you know, that's where we want to be. So four of them actually won an All-Ireland Junior Final 2 years ago with Ahada down in Cork, and four of them are actually starting on their senior team, and they've had one girl in the county senior panel at the minute, and a lot on the development squads and a lot on the minor panel. So they're a bit like ourselves. Their school is in their under 16s in the Camogie All Ireland. They're under 19s yesterday when they're in the basketball B All Ireland final at Pantala. So it's a bit like ourselves. We're good at everything, you know. We seem to be punching above our weight in soccer, Gaelic, and basketball. So listen, it's going to be a good match.
And Tommy, a big crowd going down from the school.
Listen, costs, Tom, you know, we would love to probably send a few buses down, but you know the costs are huge bringing buses down. So we'll have a lot of support. We'll have a lot of parents, and we'll have a lot of brothers and sisters, and there is a handful of students going down. So we've tried to put out an appeal on Facebook earlier to see if there was ex-students of ours out in Galway that they could come up for the day and try and support us. But no, we'll have plenty of support for the day.
And obviously you mentioned Leitrim there. Leitrim going well at the moment?
Oh, yeah. Well, the way things are going, we could be playing Donegal in Division 3 next year, Tom.
Yeah, that hopefully that won't arrive. Hopefully Leitrim comes up.
Hopefully it won't arrive.
Hopefully Leitrim will.
Stranger things will happen.
Hopefully Leitrim will gain promotion. But it's been a good run for them. So looking forward to the final tomorrow.
Or
the semi final tomorrow.
Really, really looking forward to it. Listen, it is bonus territory slightly for us, but listen, I know if they give it their all tomorrow, we've every chance of winning All Ireland final.
Look, the best of luck to you, Blaine, tomorrow, and the ladies, and hopefully we're looking forward to an All-Ireland final in a matter of weeks' time.
Yeah, just before I go, I know you're going to vend a man, you know, and after me, I'd just like to wish Garam Scull to all the best of luck in the World Cup final too, so I'd like to wish them the best of luck tomorrow.
Yeah, obviously the Donegal school's doing well.
Yeah, big time, yeah, so it's great to see.
Yeah. Look, Enda, thanks a million for that. And Blaine for that. We'll be talking to Enda Mannion in a moment. But first of all, we hope to go to Gary Duffy, the Donegal minor manager. Of course, they're in action as well at the weekend. They begin the defence of their Ulster Minor League campaign when they take on Fermanagh on Saturday in Father Tierney Park in Ballyshannon. Gary, good night to you. Looking forward to the new season up and running.
Tom, that's what you want to do. You want to be back playing football, so you do. And competitive games is what's important for everyone.
And tell us a little about this team. Of course, the under 17. What this is? Well, it's not new this year, but it's a relatively new age group. How is it working out?
It's working out well. You see the idea behind under 17. And like I always alluded to, it doesn't interfere with the Leaving Cert too much. Bar a couple of players, we have two that will be doing Leaving Cert this year: Ryan McShane and Paul O'Hare. But two out of our panel of 32 ain't bad.
Yeah. And what's this year's team like?
This year's team, they're a pretty decent bunch. They work hard. We have a lot of good individual players with serious talent, but it's about combining this talent of players so we can gel them to make a good team. You know, as I said, there's talent there, but it's gelling them so we could become a good team.
Yeah, and of course Donegal won the Buncrana Cup last year, so I'm sure you have quite a few of that team coming through.
We do indeed, but I keep saying it, there's a big difference between under 16 and under 17, and for the example is Donegal and Tyrone competed in the 2017 Buncrana Cup final and then featured in the minor final last year, so there's a big development that year. Development is a huge task, and hopefully we got that right this year, so we can be able to compete at Ulster.
Yeah, in a group along with Fermanagh, Tyrone, Cavanagh, and Sligo in it this year for the first time.
Yeah, Sligo's in it because they're no Connacht League, and they put a question: the Ulster Council can play in the Ulster League for competitive games. Sligo's well aware, and the other teams well aware about playing competitive football, and that's how you determine the best of your squad, you know.
Yeah, and playing Fermanagh on Saturday, obviously, the quite a few of their players are in action probably tonight, or a number of them anyway, in that McCrory Cup replay. I'm sure if they advance in that, they probably won't be featuring for Fermanagh.
No, so Michael's played last weekend and he got through it, and we're waiting.
It's not St. Michael's. St. Michael's are through to the McCrory final.
St. Michael's through the McCrory final, whether they play them or not on Saturday. After the decision between the St Michael's manager, Maurice McLaughlin, the minor manager, decide on the players. They have actually three starters in that Nagori Cup team. So they have plenty of talent in Fermanagh, and that's something with their caution around.
And tell me, how has your preparations gone? I know you had trials probably before Christmas and got down to business after Christmas.
Yeah, we're up and running. We a very experienced coach, and Sean Noonan, who's got plenty of experience in reaching Ulster finals under Sean Clarkin in 2006, and Declan Bonner in 2014, is where Sean led out in the training that there. So he's bringing a new dimension with the players and get their mindset focused in. So look at training's been good. We have one serious injury. We Shane Monaghan of Hughton Cunningham, but the rest are. They're a good bit of health. They all got through a lot of school football well. And I know we have young Joe Shanky-Smith who's playing tomorrow for Ballinamore. So we wish him the best of luck as well. So he's the only player that's out in competition this week. So the rest are available.
And obviously Donegal schools, as we said, did well. You had Collage Denny Sean, and you had Abbey Vocational School, and you had St. Junan's involved in the latter stages of colleges competitions. Did that hinder preparations in any way?
No, I believe it enhanced us. Did see the McLaren Cup team in Inishowen reaching a semi-final, and St. Junan's come back into Magory Cup to get to really high level football, and Abbey playing Marquee Cup was at that final too. To play a real high level of football, it helps a lad. It gives them experience about intensity, and you know you can't train that. That has to come with games. So actually, I believe it enhanced us and helped us, and I have to say, school worked very well with us this year.
Had a good run in the under 17 minor league last year. Reached the final, won your four group games, was it, and the semi final against Armagh.
Yeah, we won the semi final against Armagh and fell short in Monaghan, but we felt we could have actually did better in when we met them in the championship. We just lost out narrowly by a point, but that was last year. We're looking forward and putting that behind us, and looking forward to a new group of players who can drive it on further, and that's what Donegal aims to be. They aim to drive on their teams, and the teams like Ulster is the most competitive league or championship at minor level as well as senior level in the country, and that's just because we're up the north of Ireland. We're in Ulster and we want to play that, and that's how we become good and playing them games. So they're ever not far away, because like I said, Monaghan, they got to an All-Ireland semi-final and we lost out to points. So Donegal's never far away in that age group.
So obviously it's new teams coming along, but I suppose that under-16 is a guide, and of course there's under-15 competitions now at Ulster level. Who are the strong sides? Who are the strong squads?
Well, look at Tyrone's always strong and Monaghan's always strong, and then you always have teams popping up from out of the blue at times. You've Down or Armagh, and Down's been a lot of investment on their underage in recent years too, so it certainly wants to watch as well. I know that what happened there is you can't really judge an under-16 because some of the under-16s play minor level the year before, so the under-16 is not maybe a true reflection. Donegal, Tyrone and Derry puts a big emphasis on the Bunclannock Cup, maybe where the rest of Ulster doesn't. So where the minor level is, everyone's out to win it. So it's going to be hard to tell. The Ulster League will really thin it out. For example, Monaghan won the Ulster League last year, and every other year any other team that does win the Ulster League will do well in the championship.
So what's the goal, what's the ambition, what's the target, what are you looking for at the end of this campaign?
Well, first of all, I'm not looking beyond Saturday, because I know Maurice McLaughlin is just a managing well, but also he was an experienced coach and he knows Donegal football well. So like I said, I'm Aaron Cushing going into the game, and we take one game at a time. Our main focus is that we can work on what we've been doing well at training and see if we can apply it into games, and that's crucial, and that hopefully will develop us into the championship.
Look, it's Gary, thanks for taking time out. I know you're busy tonight, so thanks for taking time out to talk to us, and the best of luck on Saturday, and the best of luck in the Ulster Minor League, and indeed in the Championship later on as well.
Appreciate it, Tom.
That's Gary Duffy there, manager of the Donegal under-17s or minors, who are beginning their Ulster Minor League campaign this weekend when they take on Fermanagh down in Father Tierney Park on Saturday. And of course, that forms a double bill with the Donegal under-16s, who will begin their Buchanan Cup defence on Saturday as well, when they also play Fermanagh in Father Tierney Park. So an attractive double bill in Father Tierney Park on Saturday. We'll be looking forward to those, or we'll be getting reports on those on Saturday afternoon. We'll be actually talking to Luke Barrett, manager of the Donegal under-16s later on, the new man in charge, having taken over from Rory Kavanagh, who won the Buncrana Cup last year. We'll be joined shortly by Enda Mannion, of course, who is the manager of Garmscale Cola, who was in the Ulster final. I think he was saying in an All-Ireland final. He probably hopes to be in an All-Ireland final later in the year, but they're in an Ulster final against St. Mogues of Bonboy and Cavan. That game is tomorrow down in Dunamoyle. That's the home ground of Errigal Kearn. We'll be joined in by Enda, but first we'll just take a short break.
The GAA programme with Tom Comack, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Station Roundabout Letterkenny. Gear up for the next big game from the great range of clubwear at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Gee, Fergus Falcher, Ash, good evening, Clare, with me, Tom Comack, as always on a Wednesday night with you until 9 o'clock. Still to come on the programme, we'll be joined by Luke Barrett, manager of the Donegal under-16 team, who began the defence of their Buncrana Cup championship, ultra under-16 championship this Saturday when they take on Fermanagh down in Father Tierney Park. And of course, that's a double bill with the Donegal minors, who also face Fermanagh on Saturday in their opening game in the ultra minor league. We heard Gary Duffy, the manager of Donegal Minors, before the break there. So, but first we're returning to schools football and Colossus Cola's bid for an ultra final win, first ever, I do believe, when they take on St. Mogues of Bonboy from Bonboy in Cavan tomorrow. That game is in Dunmoyle, the home of Errigal Kearn, 11:30 throw-in. I'm joined by their manager of Garmscale Cola, Enda Mannion. Enda, good night to you, and I'm sure looking forward to tomorrow's final.
Good evening, Tom. Yeah, I really am. It's been a long time, us trying to get through to a Ulster final. It's our first time ever. The ladies in our school have been there before, but for the senior boys, it's our first time.
Yeah.
Over the years, 1999, we won the county final senior B title. But I mean, this is a new departure. We've been going to Ulster now the last two or three years. Got to an Ulster semi-final 3 years ago. Unfortunately, fell at that hurdle, second last hurdle. But we're all the way this year. Great excitement at the school, and we're really looking forward to it.
And obviously, not a huge school. How many boys have you got?
We've approximately 180 students in the school in total, so give or take 90 students in the school in total. More than the smaller schools around the county, for example, Carrick. We're in a GA stronghold, great interest in Gaelic, boys and girls, they love it. Great support from the local clubs, Glamina, Neve Connell, Glenswilly, and the other clubs in the hinterlands and such. And throughout all the years, I've had a great interest in Gaelic football there, and we've also had great support from all the local clubs, as I said.
So tell us a little about the team and about the journey so far.
Journey so far, I suppose, it started last October, November, where we played two matches at county level, Errigal College and Tin Valley College. Then we progressed into Ulster as such as lead winners of the group. We played St. Kevin's Lisniski, which, to be honest with you, we felt we were going to be hammered at that match, but we were playing a school that had 700 boys in it, but we really pulled out all the stops and we won that match. Through then to another, through that's the quarter final, through to then to the Ulster semi final, where we're against another Coloshta Longhailige, or Coloshta Ariel down in Monaghan. Their principal, Brendan Duffy, actually is the principal of a local Coloshta Sauri down in Glamina there. And that really was a classic match. Probably in all the years I've been teaching and involved in Gaelic in the school, that was the best match I was ever at. We won by a point at the very, very end. And back and over, to and fro. The boys really, they gave it an all, and got through then to the county, the Ulster final, should I say, for the first time ever.
And tell me a little about the team, the individuals in it, and the.
To be honest with you, I was thinking about it earlier on there, and I really don't want to name any names because they're a great bunch of lads. There's some brilliant players on the team, but as I said, we have 15 great players. I'm going to be playing tomorrow. 20 of the squad, and that's really what's got us throughout the years. When you have a full squad, you know, sometimes in smaller schools and a lot of matches, be it club matches or whatever else, you'll always have maybe 12 or 13 players, and you might have the one or two players such that might be kind of could do a little bit better as such. But tomorrow we'll have a full 15 as such. straight through, we have a great bunch of boys and such, and I know they'll do their best.
Yeah, we heard Gary Duffy mention earlier, Shanky Smith, he's a member of the Donegal Under-17 squad.
He is indeed. He's a great player, what you call it. Himself, I mean, as I said, without wanting to name names, he's a great player as such, he's with the Pummel club, and we're expecting a lot of him tomorrow, as we will be from the full 15 as such. You know, I suppose of note, now, regarding tactics tomorrow, we may or may not be able to play him as such, because I know he's away to Cyprus on Friday. That's Luke McGlynn. He's on the All-Ireland team. He's on the Irish soccer team under 15s. We may have to rest him as such, you know, but again, hopefully nobody from St. Mark's listening to us as the bomb boy team, but we may be introducing him as the game goes on, play it by ear.
And tell me about bomb boy. Have you got to get
bomb boy? Sorry, Tom.
Have you got any information on them?
Yeah, I kind of, I spoke to another teacher they played earlier on there, which was coach earlier in Monaghan. They're very nippy forwards as such, you know. Our backs will have to be awake tomorrow during the game, as there'll be no holding back here. Tight marking, two corner forwards can be on the ball as such, and basically that's where the game may be won or lost, and that's how most games go, you know. If the backs do their job and mark the forwards, keep the score down as such, please God, we are a good team going forward as such, you know. It's a great ball play, great teamwork going forward as a group, as a unit, and hopefully we will produce the goods tomorrow.
Big interest in the school, big following,
massive to be honest with you. We've had approximately 180 students in the school. We've 20 on the bus, first bus leaving tomorrow at 9:15, and then about another 100 to 110 students following us later on, then on two coaches. So there's going to be, it's alive and buzzing with the excitement this week, Tom.
Well, Linda, we wish you all the best, and have a good night's sleep. I know the nerves can get to people at some times.
They can indeed. I heard Blaine there earlier on there wishing us good luck. Well, I want to
reciprocate that, yeah.
Absolutely, White Scholars himself, Seamus McKelvey, John Bosco, Gallagher, you know, they've got great results over the years. The best of luck, all more leave them all, lads.
Andy Mannion, good night to you, and wish you the best of luck, you and the boys of Gormscoil Cúil tomorrow in that Ulster final. It's in Dunamoyle. That's the home ground of Airgill Kieran Club, up and just off Ballygally, round about there in Tyrone, and they're playing up Bonboy, or St. Mogs of Mogs College of Bonboy in that Ulster final tomorrow. Well, Donegal under-16s under a new manager Luke Barr has begun their campaign in the Ulster Buncrana Cup, under-16 Buncrana Cup, this Saturday in Ballyshannon, and they take on Fermanagh. It's the first of three games in the group stages, and as I say, I'm joined by the new Donegal under-16 manager Luke Barrett. Luke, thanks for hanging on. I know you've been there for a few minutes.
No panic, Tom. No panic. How are you?
And I know you just come in from your final training session before Saturday. How did that go?
Yeah, went well now, so it did. It's been a long couple of weeks there now, so it's the last session up and running, and hopefully now everybody's a clean bill of health and everybody's excited to get going for Saturday.
And tell us a little about this team of yours. I know, speaking to you during the week, it's probably a whole new team, that all of last year's under-16s more or less are gone.
Yeah, a brand new team, I suppose, with the development of the squad system in Donegal. We've been working with these boys since they were under-14 now, so we had two squads last year at 15 level, and now we've come together at under-16 level. So, look, there's a lot of good lads there, really good lads who are, you know, working really hard. So hopefully now everything goes well on Saturday.
And tell me, how did you do it under 15?
Under 15, well, we had two teams, as I said, we had only two teams in Ulster ourselves, and actually Tyrone. So we played last year and we found the competition quite difficult. We defeated Fermanagh last year in one game and a very close game in Ballybuffet, and then Cavan defeated us heavily and so did Down. So we did, but again, the emphasis last year was very much on developing players and that. So both sides had a panel of about 28 to 30 players, and we're trying to give as many players game time in Ulster as we could last year.
And have you got much work done with this team this year?
Well, we've kind of got a squad together over Christmas there, and some of the boys were doing a bit of gym work, and then we've kind of had access to them then since the start of January. So we've been working, doing a wee bit of work there. Obviously, you'd like more time with them, as much time as you could get with them. But no, they've really applied themselves since they came in and have been working hard. So hopeful on Saturday now that they can do the business for themselves, because they have put in a lot of work. So they have.
And tell me, the Bun Crown Cup this year is a kind of a new format. It's been run on a league basis, isn't it?
Yeah, the league basis, two groups, ourselves and Cavan, Fermanagh and Tyrone are in Group 1, and then the rest of the teams in Ulster in Group 2. And the winner of Group 1 plays the winner of Group 2 in the final. There's no semi-finals this year as such, so there's no really room for error. We've a really strong group now. Fermanagh, Cavan, Tyrone are very, very strong at this age group, so they are. So, as I said, no real room for error now, so there's not.
And tell me, who are the strong teams? You know, at the start of every year, there's always one or two teams to be picked out that are that sometimes don't live up to that, but who are the strong teams?
Well, there's a number of teams that are quite strong, particularly because of the fact that the counties have been working with these groups kind of nearly on a one-panel basis since under-14. Fermanagh are strong. Cavan were very, very strong at under-15 level last year. And Tyrone were very, very strong last year, despite having two teams. The South did actually play Tyrone last year, and I think Tyrone beat them as well. So the three teams in our group are very strong. On the other side, Derry actually won the under-15 championship last year, and Monaghan are very strong as well. So there's a look. We have three teams in our group that are very strong, and then the other group, probably Monaghan and Derry, are the teams to be looking out for.
So all set at this stage. Have you got everybody?
Have a few injuries picked up there this last kind of couple of weeks now. We're hoping it's nothing really too serious, but we have a good panel to pick from there. So hopefully now that the guys that maybe sat out training tonight.
So it's all about having the best foot forward on Saturday from the word go.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm very much looking forward to it for them. They've put in a fair bit of effort, and they're great lads, so they are full of football. So again, hopefully they can showcase, you know, their skill set on Saturday. We have put a lot of emphasis on the basic skills, so hopefully now on Saturday it can come to fruition. But no, they're very excited now, so they've been. Hopefully.
So, Luke, the best of luck to you and your under-16s on Saturday in the Ulster Minor League. The music in the background tell you that the clock has caught up with it again tonight. My thanks to Blaine Mulligan, my thanks to Inda Mannion, to Gary Duffy, then Luke Barrett, who you heard there, to Jimmy Stafford on sound. Good evening, Shocked and Duggan, on me, Tom Comics, Donegal's Bannock.